now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is indeed my program, and it's going to be a good one. I hope you're going to be able to stay for the whole 30 minutes, because there's going to be a lot of good information here. I talk about how to handle stress, how to handle anger, and how to improve your relationships. Now look, there's not one of us that doesn't have some sort of issues with our mom, with our dad, with our kids, with our mate, with our boss, with our coworkers. And if you stop to think about it, it kind of all boils down to relationships, doesn't it? It all boils down to relationships. And ultimately, there's an ultimate relationship. And that, of course, is the relationship between, well, the person and God, between the soul and its maker. Now, a lot of people will try to put the cart before the horse. They will, in a sense, try to get right with God, but not right with other people. Now, it's true that we have to be right with God, but we also have to be right with other people. Now, that is made abundantly clear. For example, when you read the New Testament, Christ says, if you have some kind of an issue with your brother, then leave your gifts at the temple door and first go and make it right with your brother. He says that, doesn't he? And he says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Well, when he says wrath, he means, of course, anger. But what would make us angry? It's not likely angry over, our broom not being big enough, or, a pie landing on the table. You know what I mean. What are we angry about? Obviously, we're angry at our husband. We're angry at our wife. We're angry at our children. We're angry at our neighbor. See what I mean? At our mom, at our dad. But he says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. And he says in another place, he says, if you don't forgive your brother, by that he means another person, then your heavenly Father won't forgive you. So you see how important it is to have a right relationship with other people. And it also becomes clear if you kind of, stand back and look at what I've just said, then you say, now, wait a minute. Now, it seems like one of the main things that seems to be an issue between people is anger or resentment, anger, hatred, hostility, rage, wrath, judgment. See what I mean? That's the big thing. He didn't say, well, if your husband, uses the wrong kind of toothpaste, or if your wife, cooks the meat well done when you'd rather have it medium. He doesn't talk about that sort of thing, does he? He doesn't say, well, if your boss wears a pink shirt and you don't like pink. See, he doesn't talk about any of that kind of stuff. Or if the person in line in front of you is coughing. See, those are not the issues. The main issue is anger. Okay, so if we're going to be logical about the thing, we could say, well, okay, that means that if I am able to deal with other people patiently without anger, if I can let go of my anger toward other people, my wife, my husband, my children, my coworker, my boss, my neighbor, then if I let go of anger, then I'm going to very likely be relating to them properly. See? So therefore, that's what we're going to talk about in this program right here. We're going to talk about how to let go of anger. And incidentally, a lot of people say, I'm upset all the time. Well, a large portion of being upset has to do with being angry, if you're really honest. So we're going to talk about getting rid of anger after this very important announcement. Please listen.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. We're going to start dealing with anger. Now, I've got the resources here. I have the resources. I have excellent resources. First of all, there's me, yours truly. And I, when you hear me talk, I explain these things in very clearly so you can understand. And if you understand, then it'll help you. And if you're willing. Willing to change, obviously, from what you are now. Now, what are you now? Most likely, you are angry. Okay? Now, if the shoe doesn't fit, then don't wear it. You know, if you're not angry, if you don't resent your husband, you know, if you don't have issues with your husband, if you don't resent your wife, if you don't become impatient with your kids, if you don't get angry at people in front of you in line that are slow, or if you don't get irritated at traffic. Why do we get irritated at traffic? Because we're angry at the other people. How dare he? What? Where did she get her license? In a cereal box? You know, that sort of thing. We're angry at the people. See? So there's anger again. Now, what is this thing about anger? What is this thing with anger? Now, if you look at people today, they walk around, they have a nice smile on their face, they're very mild, they have their little iPod or their telephone, their little cell phone, they have earbuds in their ear. They seem very nice, very calm. They don't say much. Well, or they're always very chatty and very, very cheerful. But something is wrong. See, they seem also very chatty and very cheerful. But then something is wrong. It's obvious when you look at them, when you find out about their life, when you find out about what their issues are, you find out that something's wrong. They're not happy. See? Now, well, what's that all about? And the answer is, more often than not, the answer is that they are angry. Or, put it another way, resentful or judgmental. Now, you see, with human beings, you hardly can talk about anger without also mentioning judgment or resentment. Anger, judgment, resentment, they're all related. Now, what are we going to do about it? Now, the other thing, we're talking about giving up anger. Now, the other thing is that when we're angry, we're stressed out. We're frustrated. See, you get frustrated with your kids. Frustrated with your husband. Frustrated with your wife, with your coworker, with your boss. See, frustrated means you're angry. See, you're angry. And you either, oftentimes we're angry, but we say nothing. We suppress. Or we're angry, we say nothing, we go home and we take it out on our kids, you know, that sort of thing. So let's talk about anger. Now, what is going on with anger? Well, what you need is to have a little attitude adjustment. A little attitude adjustment. If you were to have a little attitude adjustment, you'd be less angry, you'd feel a lot better, your life would be less stressful and frustrating, you'd be able to relate to other people better. See? And everything would be so much better if you were less angry. So let's talk about what kind of an attitude adjustment that we need. Now, the attitude adjustment that we need is most of us are prideful. We are prideful and we are egotistical. See? And we like to be praised and we don't like to be criticized. We want to be the queen, the king or the queen, and be praised and worshipped, have people admire us and respect us, See? But then, if people don't respect us, they don't worship us, they don't honor us, instead they criticize us, then we, well, then what do? We very quickly hate them. Yes, we love them when they praise us or make us look good or treat us royally, but we hate them when they don't respect us or when they make us look bad, see, or when they discount what we say, we hate them, see? So every ego, see, is basically playing God. Now I'm getting right down to some basics today. I don't talk about this very often, but today I will talk about it. In a nutshell, we play God. We play God. See, we look at other people and we judge them. We judge them as being good or being bad. She's good, he's bad. She's wonderful, he's terrible. See, we go around judging everybody and everything. We even judge meals, food. Oh, this food is good, this restaurant is not good. Oh, this salad is a little bit too oily. And see, we're very judgmental. That doesn't mean that it's wrong to accurately assess things. It doesn't mean that we oughtn't to sometimes give a constructive criticism. It doesn't mean that we have to put on rose-colored glasses and say that everything is wonderful, but you'll see that's also a judgment. It doesn't mean that. What it means is that we ought to be able to discern, see, without puffing up over it. If you see somebody's wrong, then just see that they're wrong, but don't hate them for it. Don't puff up in judgment on them. If somebody says, oh, you're nice, well, you did a good job. Well, if you did do a good job, say, well, thank you very much, but don't let it get to your ego. Don't let it get to your head. On the other hand, if they say you didn't do a very good job, and if you look at it and see that you really didn't do a good job, and just say, well, thank you. Don't hate them for it. See what I mean? So you see how we play God. Now, when we're playing God, now that's actually a proof for the existence of God. It's a very interesting thing. I don't know if you've ever thought of this before, but the fact that we play God. See, you see people, when somebody judges you, how do you feel about it? If you see somebody looking down their nose at you, or somebody who's judging you harshly, but they don't know all the circumstances, how do you feel? It feels terrible, doesn't it? You can sense that they're playing God, that they're puffing up, and that you sense something wrong with that, don't you? Of course you do. But have you ever thought of the fact that when you hate your brother, hate your sister, hate your boss, get angry at your kids, resent your wife, well, you're puffing up in judgment on them for some reason, you see, and you're playing God. Now, that's actually a proof that God exists, the fact that you're playing God. See? The fact that you're playing God, judging other people, condemning, you feel compelled to either condone what they're doing or to condemn. And you want worship. You want people to worship and praise you. Oh, you love to be worshipped. You love to be praised. And you hate criticism. So you're playing God. You want to be king and judge, just like God. See, but you're not God. You're just like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. You're just this little tin horn dictator, full of sound and fury, but signifying nothing. See, so the fact that you play God proves that there really is a God. And the fact that you have conflict when you play God, that proves even more that there's a real God with whom you have conflict when you play him. See? I'll be right back. Please listen to this important announcement.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Roland Trujillo. Now, what resources do I have for you? As I said, there's me, yours truly. Here I am. I'm waving my arms, and I'm trying to help you. And it's a thankless job, see, because I'm telling you the truth. I can see people puffing up in anger. Who does he think he is? See? Well, you're judging me, see? Or you're saying, oh, he's judging me. No, I'm not. I don't even know who you are. I'm just talking on the radio. If you're taking umbrage at what I say, if you are bristling at what I say, well, doesn't that prove that you could use a little attitude adjustment? See? Why would we hate anyone? Why would we be angry at anybody? Did you ever think about that? See? Maybe you never thought of it. If you look at animals, for example, nice little cats and dogs and monkeys and deer and raccoons, birds, they're not angry at anybody. See, they're not going around judging other people and hating them. Why would we hate anybody? Why would there be hate in you? See? Well, so can you see then that we have this pride? Now, where does this pride come from? Well, that's another story. In a sense, we inherit it. See, we inherit it from Adam. From your parents through all the way back to Adam. Now, what did Adam do wrong? Well, he doubted God. He believed the serpent. What did the serpent say? The serpent said, hey, you can be like God, or you can be a God. Now, if you look around, everywhere you go, you see people playing God, judging other people, forming judgments, judging, everybody judging everybody else. See, and then when you listen to the sports stations, there they are judging, oh, he's no good, and this player is no good, and this player is much better, and blah, blah, blah. Judging. And all the catty gossip and the gossip magazines, everybody's judging the way she looks and the way he looks. And see what I mean? We're judging everybody's judging everybody. We're all playing God. See? Well, no wonder. No wonder then we're angry all the time, because you have all these egos, we're all vying with other egos to in the game of one-upmanship. Now look at what happens in marriages quite a bit. You have arguing. And a lot of times, let's be honest, first of all, you have two selfish people wanting to get their needs met. And when they don't get their needs met, they become angry, frustrated, full of rage, because they didn't get their needs met. So then they become vindictive and mean-spirited. And then whenever there's some argument over something, it's a game of one-upmanship, a game of who can win, see? A game of win and lose, see? So now that I've described all the negative things, you can see what would be good. What would be good would be to be less angry, less resentful, less judgmental. See, now you can't change the world. You can't change the world. You cannot. You try to change people, but all that will happen is that, you know, either you change them into your image and they conform to you and become like you, which is not that great, or they rebel against your meddling. And you know, a lot of parents, a lot of moms try to change their husband, and he rebels, backfires. You cannot change the world, but you can have a control over your own attitude. You can be less resentful, less angry, less judgmental. Life will be so much sweeter. Guaranteed. I'll be right back after this message. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling.
Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Not a lot of time left. Well, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, you know, I could have a better attitude and everything, but my husband is doing this, or my boyfriend is doing that, or my kids are doing this, or my boss is doing that. See, you're still blaming. See, never mind what other people do. Remember, I said you're not going to change other people. You can't change the world. See, but you can have a decent attitude. Okay, that'd be very nice if you could do that now. If you could do it now without having, you know, without being forced or humiliated into being humble. You see what I mean? Wouldn't it be nice if you could just look at all this and say, well, you know something, I am getting a little bit bitter and a little brittle around the edges. I'm losing my sweetness and my sense of humor. I need to have a twinkle in my eye again and not be so resentful. My husband is not that bad of a fellow. My wife is not that bad of a gal. My kids are actually pretty decent and my boss is okay. And, you know, I'm glad to have a job. And then just be less angry and less resentful. And the next time something happens, somebody that looks at you funny, or they don't say good morning to you, or they say something critical about you or whatever, Just stand back and watch the resentment rising. Watch it. There it is. Let it pass. Don't indulge the resentment. See? Let go of the anger. Okay? You'll be so much better off. So much better off. Okay? All right. Now, the resources that I have to help you, well, a lot. I have a meditation that helps you to calm down. Helps you to calm down. Helps you to stand back and count to 10. See the big picture. And it's free. And I also have a lot of wonderful articles that I've written about anger management, letting go of resentment, marriage issues, being patient with your kids. See, I cover all the important things. I cover all the important things. They're all free. And I even have large sections of books that I've written available for you to preview for free. And I have my audio archives where you can listen to programs. You can go back and look at different topics and listen to programs. It's all free, so what do you want? See? What do you want? You can't beat that deal, can you? No. So I recommend that you avail yourself of this help. Okay, now I don't have an organization you can belong to. It's just me and a mic. I'm just a person with a microphone. And this is I'm giving something back to the community. Isn't that what they say? I'm giving something back to the community. I don't work for the station. I buy the airtime. And I'm doing a good deed. I'm helping people. Okay? So please avail yourself of this free help. And if you want to go to my website, that's where you can find all the good stuff. Just go to CoachRoland.com, CoachRoland.com. Be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. The truth is a very beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen. If you hear the truth as I just spoke it, and you say, yes, you know, Roland, you're right. I feel sad about how mean I've been and how impatient and how judgmental I've been. And I see that that's wrong, and I'm going to be a little bit less so. You see, you're already becoming reconciled to the truth. See? And you're already starting to get a little bit more right with God. See? Whose truth you see you're wrong in. In the light of whose truth you see you're wrong. So, please listen in again next week to this program and take advantage of the free resources. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.